Proclamation number 5928 of 13th of April, 1954. God's return in the Word. Great spiritual need. Once again I come to earth to help you in an adversity which will cause your death if you don't recognize it in time and accept my help. You are weak and darkened in spirit, and I do everything to impart strength to you and open your eyes, yet you turn away indifferently when I approach you and don't realize that you reject divine love without which, however, you cannot live. Which means the life of the soul, which will be released from the body shell in not too long a time and then enter into life or death. As long as you are still alive on earth, you believe that you have enough strength yourselves and therefore you do not approach me for strength. But at the moment of death you lose all physical strength, and the soul remains helpless who did not receive strength from me during its earthly life. And then it cannot live but is dead. Yet not passed away. Because what is from me can never pass away again. She is in a state of greatest distress, lightless and powerless and yet aware of her being. It lacks the strength from me which it was able to procure during its life on earth. I know about the extremely sad and agonizing state of such a soul and I want to save it from this. And therefore I repeatedly step into your path on earth and try to make you ready to accept my gift of strength. I constantly endeavor to kindle a light in you so that you will see, so that complete blindness will give way. And I therefore address you. I am among people again in the Word, I address those who are of good will. But you humans don't have much time left and if you don't listen to me you'll end up in a dreadful situation. You will fall prey to the horrors of the end, you will suffer physical and spiritual death. For in your blindness you don't see the only path which leads out of ruin. In your blindness you do not see the light that illuminates this path. I will make a covenant with you beforehand, I will accept all in spite of sin and guilt, if they raise their hands to me, if they only remember their God, whom they shall betray to his adversary. And they will receive strength from me to confess me, if only they turn to me in their heart. I will accept everyone who wants to join me, yet you humans will also be too weak to want the right thing because you don't acknowledge him who died on the cross in order to purchase a strengthened will for you through his blood, who redeemed you from the bondage into which my adversary had beaten you. For this reason you humans are still blind in spirit, because he has taken the light, the knowledge, away from you and because you don't acknowledge his Lord who overcame him. Because you don't acknowledge Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, who truly redeems you from all weakness and bondage if only you would call upon him for this. Again I will come to your aid and bring you a light, accept it and let it enlighten you so that you will know what fate you are facing and turn around yourselves and enter the right path on which I walk beside you and safely guide you to the eternal home. Listen to me when I speak to you, and remember your soul. Remember death and let the day of bodily death become the resurrection day of your soul. Believe in me so that I can give you eternal life. Amen.